And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Anthony.
Hello.
And you can reach out to us by emailing us at geekswired@gmail.com or send us a voicemail or a text message to 801-896-4335 or 801-896-GEEK. You also can help support us by heading over to our patreon.com/geeksarewired page, where you get early access to the podcast or the Geeks Are Wireless episodes. They're the secret episodes.
They're not secret. They're just locked away.
They're secret. You don't know.
You don't know.
Reminds me, I have some really good famous last words already.
Cool.
About secret. Should probably write them down while I remember.
It's a secret.
Yeah. So cool. We're going to start things off. Did you download the new iPad OS?
There's what now?
There's a new iPad operating system.
Really?
Yes.
Like, is it a beta or?
No, it's full release. I'm not in betas anymore.
Is it 13.3.1?
No, I think it's 4. Now you gotta make me look it up. I'm pretty sure it's 4.
My iPad hasn't told me there was an update, so no, I
haven't. Oh, you have to. I've been having to dig them out lately.
Eh. Let me look.
Now I gotta get in mind and see which one I have. It is. I have. It doesn't say. Oh, 13.4. Yeah.
Yeah, it is 13.4. And I can download it.
Yay.
So I'm going to do that right now. What about it?
You get some really, really cool features with the new OS.
Like what?
Like mouse support. Not like, being all hokey, but actual mouse support.
Yeah, it's actually like a.
Feature now, not a super secret feature and under accessibility.
Is it still like the you know how if you turn your web browser on debug mode and turn on the phone emulator, and it has that circle? Is it like that still, or you know what I'm talking about?
I guess I don't.
Oh, okay. Well. I don't have an easy way of showing you unless we could. Do you still have the Discords?
I do have the Discords. I have to open them up.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I have to open them up. Or I could always, you know. Ooh, wait. I have the iPad in front of me. Look at that. I could just open that one up.
It's exciting.
I know. And I can pull out my mouse. Actually, I need to hunt down my mouse from the Mac.
Like the Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
I hate that thing.
I love that one.
I just... Mighty Mouse or Magic?
The little white mouse.
Yes, they have had many of those. Is it the one that you have to turn over to plug it in?
No, you put batteries in it. It's a white, glass thingy.
Yeah, mine though. Interesting. Okay, I have a newer one then.
No.
Can I do a call and share? Let me try this with if we get a lot of.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm worried about this.
You not want me to do it?
I'm worried. I was like. This is two separate devices.
It'll be fine. Now, I just wanted a way to share my screen, and I can't think of any other way, but that doesn't include calling.
Skype.
Oh, I could do... we can do this. I can FaceTime you on my
FaceTime.
Phone.
Let's see if I have FaceTime. Oh, I do have FaceTime still installed. Hey, look, you are one of my friends.
Yeah, you've actually FaceTimed me before.
Oh, you did? Muted. Haha. Are you muted?
Yeah, I'm muted now.
Yay. I was like, I started off. I'm like, I am not.
So we're going to turn it around somehow. Once I figure out, flip. Cool.
Turn sideways. Right.
So the thing I was talking about was like if you go into debug mode and then you turn on the mobile stuff.
Oh, I see. When you go into developer mode.
Yeah, it only works on Chrome, and I actually don't think I have Chrome on here. I do have Edge, though, which is Chrome now, basically.
Well, only if you download the... Only if you specifically download it. You have to download the Chromium version of Edge if you want.
Well, that's annoying.
I know.
So maybe I can't show you. Usually,
it ends up offering it to download. The easiest way I found to make it to download is to search Chrome in Edge.
Okay, well, basically what it was instead of this mouse right here.
It's showing a little hover ball.
Yeah.
It kind of did that, or did that in, if you put it in accessibility mode.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. When I was doing it the other way, so they were talking about it. It is better. And there's a lot of apps that bring in a lot of the features, so you don't have the hovering ball anymore.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it's a full-fledged mouse, but it is definitely a step in the right direction.
And that's what some people are going, this is amazing and the greatest thing ever. And other people are like, this is why the iPad is not a computer. And so, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hang up on you.
Aw. Goodbye.
Bye. Wait. I can do effects.
You can do effects. Woo.
I'm not going to. I'm going to get distracted if I do that. What else do they have on there that's cool?
Well, that's some of the other stuff they were talking about is by bringing this in, people are saying it's not really a iPad compares to a laptop. It is more of iPad Pro versus a regular iPad. And this will even go, like, you can install this in the latest version on quite a few previous versions of the iPads. Impressed with that. So, like, I don't even have the Pro and I can still install it. I don't need.
Yeah, I don't have the Pro either.
Yeah, and you don't.
And I can't.
Need the top end 2020 Pro version either, which is pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's pretty expensive, actually.
No, the one I have, it's like the newest, like, cheapest model you could get, but it still has the keyboard, like, hookups on the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah, yours is like, it's. The next generation past mine.
Yeah, it's weird because the keyboard costs almost as much as the iPad did itself when I bought it.
Yeah.
Because I got it on a super sale. So they, on the newer iPads, keyboards, they also have trackpads on them now too.
Yep.
Or they will.
And that's actually the other stuff. So trackpads are also working with it.
Which I'm not going to lie, I would use it much more likely if I had a trackpad.
I would use both still. I've had touchscreen laptops, and I have used a mouse, a trackpad, and the touchscreen all, like, this literally just depended on how I felt.
Now, with most keyboards, or not keyboards, most laptops, besides my Mac that I have, I've always hated the trackpad. They're not good. Because they always, like, that seems to be the thing they always skimp out on, like, cheap out.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just like, yeah. My last one was very mushy.
So the other nice thing with the new iPad, it has LiDAR now.
Wait, huh?
LiDAR.
Why? Oh, does it have a time of flight sensor? Is that what that is?
No. That's LiDAR is the laser. It's the same stuff they use for GIS, for measuring the height of mountains, and you can put LiDAR in a building. That's actually how they end up getting the Sistine. No, not the Sistine Chapel.
Is it for FaceTime?
So
sorry, not FaceTime. Face ID.
Well, it can be, but it also can be used for AR experiences and stuff like that too.
Oh, then they also would have it on the back.
So LiDAR,
they probably only have it on.
Well, LiDAR can also be put into. Like, it's put into self-driving cars to see how close things are. It's lasers, basically. So you can tell the distance between things. LiDAR actually works for identifying the other side of things better even than a camera would. grocery stores are bringing it in to identify, you know, to monitor the store with way less equipment than covering it in cameras. What was it? Notre Dame. It was LiDAR'd. That's why they have such detailed information on it.
So they're able to basically rebuild it perfectly for the most part, though. I kind of hope they change a little bit of it, just because, like, and my reasoning for that is that, yeah, old stuff is cool, but you can't just stay stuck there. You need to iterate on it.
Yeah.
And I think this was in a podcast that me and you both listened to, but
they should make this. They were saying that they glass.
Yeah. And then they'd have like a greenhouse or something up there.
Well, also, that's where people want to see. Because that's where how you see the gargoyles. Like, you don't see the gargoyles unless you're outside, but inside you would be closer to the said gargoyles.
Yeah, so you could see them even better. So I just hope they work on something like that, but or do something similar to that. It doesn't have to be exactly that. Just something different. Just because you got to rebuild a lot of it anyways. You may as well
modernize it.
Do something. Yeah, not necessarily modernize it, but add some like creature comforts, but not. It's not like the same thing, same idea, but you know what I mean. I think. But.
I guess that.
Yeah, where were we?
iPad, the new OS that you're still downloading.
Oh yeah, it's it went from taking 2 hours to 3 hours, and now it's on estimated time remaining.
Ah, your internet's terrible. Ha 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 ha. That's what I get for having you on the podcast and not telling you about beforehand.
My internet's actually been doing pretty great.
I know it, actually. I have to give everyone props on how they're doing well and how many of them are actually giving away free unlimited service.
Oh, yeah, we could segue into that.
Okay, we'll totally segue into that.
So, it's interesting that, like, I think Cable One's, Sparklight now.
Yes.
I think they've changed, like, either they've changed the QoS stuff, like quality of service, or they've just completely gotten rid of it, or they may have, like, prioritized certain types of traffic more, like RDP and the VoIP chats. But, like, voice over IP is what VoIP means, but so that's interesting. And then the thing we were really going to segue into is there's a lot of, like, Verizon is one that they gave out, I think they gave out 15 gigabytes extra to people, but they also say that they're not going to charge overage fees, but they kind of said it in a way that made it seem like you have to call them to get it waived. Is what some people are saying.
T-Mobile's. So I'm on.
I like T-Mobile's.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than the Verizon one.
But, so you don't just get unlimited T-Mobile. Okay. At least not on me. I'm on their unlimited plan, which basically just, you know, makes itself.
You get throttled.
Yeah, I get throttled after so much. I can get fully unlimited if I go into my T-Mobile app or online and go, there's a COVID-19 first responder thing that I can just click and it'll turn it on to truly unlimited.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't need full internet on my phone all the time. I'm pretty much home all the time now for obvious reasons. But so you have to go into the settings and turn it on, or you have to go into your account to turn it on.
Yeah, but
I'm not worried about it, so that's why I didn't turn it on. I didn't turn on any of the phones I have. I'm like, everyone's okay. And Sparklight, as of the 13th, because I was actually slightly worried about this because I started downloading dusting off some ESO and Fallout 76 and started like updating and installing and all this. But as of the 13th, Sparklight is doing unlimited internet for everyone for 30 days, which was nice because I'm like 4 days into my plan and 60% through it. I was like,
what's your limit right now?
I think it's 900. Is that right?
Oh. Did you get upgraded to the new plans?
Yes, I am on the new plans. Okay. I have the like 300 meg. So the thing above my plan is the gigabit. That's the next step. Oh,
which you probably can't get there.
Yes, I can.
Oh, really? Yes.
I just don't want to pay $125 a month.
Oh, why not?
And also, even with the gigabit plan, it tops off at 100 and, I don't know, it's a 1.2. So I'm either topped off at 600 or I'm topped at 900 because it's like an extra 300. I get an extra 300 megs to move up to the gigabit plan.
Wait, why?
Well, unless I...
Or is it just...
That's without paying the extra $40 for unlimited.
Oh.
I only gain 300 megs to extra to shift from my 300 meg plan to the gigabit plan for download usage.
Okay, so, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Now, I haven't had a problem with going over recently, but...
Well, especially now where if you go over, they get charged.
Well, before, they would do that anyways, but it took like 3 months.
Well, or they'd bump you up to the next plan.
Yeah, and that took three times. Like, you could do it three times, and then they just do it.
Now, it's every 100 megs you go over? Yeah, every 100 megs.
No, I think it's every 100 gigabytes, I would believe, not megs.
Oh, yeah, did I say megs before? I meant gigs.
Yeah, you keep saying megabyte.
I meant gigs. So every 100 gigs is $10 if you up to $50. So if you know you're going to go over at least 400 meg, it's worth it just to drop the 40 for the unlimited.
Yeah. For sure. Mm. But what are there other like ISPs / cellular providers that you know of that are doing something similar to Verizon and T-Mobile?
AT&T supposedly was doing their mobile stuff. Sprint, I think they're still in that. They're saying they're doing it, but they're also... I think they're really just waiting for T-Mobile to finish buying them out.
Yeah.
Then, probably. Yeah. It might be Comcast was talking about it. I'm sure at this point, everyone's just playing, you know, nice internet provider service.
I was talking about this with my brother, but like everybody's like saying that, we won't charge you any late fees or anything. And the utility companies are doing that a lot. And yeah, that's nice of them too, but it also gives them a lot of free PR.
Yes.
Like it costs them a little bit to start off with, but they'll get so much more in return later.
And they also can probably write it off in taxes later.
Yeah, that too. So, I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm glad they're doing this. It's just, they also have a secondary, like, I don't know if it's a motivation for it, but they definitely get a secondary benefit to it.
Yeah,
it's just more long term.
And there's some of the others that seem a little more like a lot of work. Like you can get your student loans waived for 60 days, but the paperwork to fill it out seems like it's going to take you 60 days to fill it out. It's like, I don't know if this is worth it.
Yeah, there's some banks that are like Ally, who did this. They, if you have like a car loan through them, they won't make you pay for on the next 120 days. Huh. That still occurs interest, but...
Yeah, that's some of the other stuff that probably is all happening.
Which isn't, like, for 120 days, that's not a big deal, especially for a car loan. For a house, it would be more of a big deal, but...
Actually, my car loan's interest is higher than my house.
Yes, but the...
Oh, the amount yeah, you're right.
Yes.
I was like, wait, no, that makes sense. Yes.
The amount is quite a bit higher.
True.
But, yeah, it's good that they're all doing this, though.
Oh, and I guess with that, let's see, we have a segue. So also to help out the internet providers, YouTube is slashing video quality to save bandwidth.
Oh.
Yes. So they're dropping down. It's not like pixelated terrible, but it's lower quality. But if you absolutely, positively want the higher quality, you can go up.
You just have to proactively
yes.
do it.
So you have to actively increase. Well, like Netflix and Amazon and Disney are lowering their internet quality in Europe to help out the congestion over there. over here, there's talk about it. Some people are like, oh, you should just do it anyways. And the U.S. or F, I don't know. I forget whatever group it was saying like, our U.S. companies can take this. It'll be fine.
Where does it say? What? Oh, is it just kind of, so are they just putting it down to standard definition?
Yes.
Oh. So for a lot of videos, that's fine, but there are some where, like, the details needed. Like, a lot of Minecraft videos, I can tell when it's SD, but if it's 720p, it's usually not that big of a deal.
Actually, I just...
So I'm kind of wondering why they don't just do 720. Like, people won't notice that as much. But...
Yeah, actually, you talking about Minecraft, that reminded me. Did you watch any of the videos for the new Xbox?
No.
So, ended up watching some teardowns about the Xbox Series X. Totally just segueing right into this. We're just going to do it. So, this is how they decided to build the next generation Xbox. Remember, it has all those teraflops in their video processing?
Do you have a link to this?
It was a video that I watched. And
what's it called? I can just look up the teardown.
Well, let me see if this is it. Then I'll throw it in the show notes because I was thinking about hardware.
Because the only next gen thing I've been following and not even really that much is the PS5.
I'm joking.
Just because I don't know. I think PlayStation's been good.
I understand. And,
like, Xbox is basically just a PC now. So I have a PC. Oh. Therefore, I can play stuff on it.
Well, it does have Windows 10.
Yeah, so, like, Microsoft has been aiming for that for a long time. Like, that's been their MO for, like, this whole current gen, for the most part. Was they wanted to get people on. Like, they wanted the ability to play on both, and which is great, actually. Like, a couple of years ago, I would have been really happy about that. But I just got burned so much by this current generation that it's just not really happy with them.
So I put a link in the show notes to Microsoft's page.
Okay.
But... So they're
Xbox
Series X.
It's their answer to the Apple trash can.
Oh yeah, I was totally thinking that too. Like, it is totally a square trash can. It is not a circular trash can. It's a square trash can.
I don't know if this is a good design. Like, it looks cool, but it's not going to fit in entertainment centers.
That's what I'm also worried about too. Like, this thing had better lay down on its side. So that little line on the front below, like straight down from the Xbox logo.
Yeah, that's the DVD drive, isn't it?
Yes.
So it can't really, like, even if it lays down on its side, it's still going to be pretty tall.
It's a box. Yeah. It's a rectangular box. It's like,
don't get me wrong, it's cool, but that's a weird form factor for them to pick.
Yeah, I have to admit that, yeah, I was kind of like,
that's a huge heat sink.
Oh, yeah. The thing is,
holy crap. So that's like Mac Pro levels of heat sink.
Yeah. So that's the other stuff also. Oh, and also you can plug in an external terabyte solid state drive. So it comes with a solid state drive on it, and you can plug in another solid state drive.
Do you know if it's like just your standard SATA solid state, or is it NVMe?
I don't know. That's actually a good question.
I could look it up. So, because NVMe is way faster. Yeah.
So they ended up taking... they had all the teraflops in video, and they started off by going, we're doubling it. And I'm thinking, I'm like looking at these numbers. I thought it was bigger, but it's saying it's like 12 teraflops of power in this. I thought it was...
Like, is that still a benchmark people actively care about?
Apparently.
Like, I know it was a big deal back in when the PS3 first came out, but...
Well, that's where Microsoft started with it, this console.
That's interesting. Okay.
They were like, we are doubling it, and then we're going to make everything else support it. So, yes. Oh, and even the vapor chamber, like what sits on the CPU, man, that thing is ridiculous as well.
Yeah, it's cool. That's the best way to keep it cool. It's just a big heat sink. Like, the next best thing they could have done is water cooling. And I don't think that's going to go on a home console, just because if it fails, it's catastrophically bad and you're not going to be able to fix it. Or can be catastrophically bad, at least. But I've been looking at this, and they will have NVMEs, but trying to
figure out exactly what the hard drive was.
Well, the Xbox is going to be 1 terabyte. Right now, the PS5's is 820 gigabytes, which is a weird size.
It is kind of, yeah. And even the Xbox can extend that terabyte. Like, so you can drop in this little, it looks like the old memory cards from the might have been the early 360, I think. Yeah, early
The ones that went in the front?
Yeah. So this goes in the back, but it looks kind of like that. And it is, but it's a terabyte, solid state.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can see it on the, if you scroll down on the Xbox page, toward before the controller, before it shows, I forgot the name of that game, Gears of War, just before the Gears of War, it has all the stuff on the back.
Just before Gears of War?
Just before the Gears of War on the Xbox page. And for those that are following along online, all right, where are you on the page, on the Xbox page?
Like, I got to where Gears of War was, and the thing right before that, oh, never mind, I see.
Okay, I'm like, it's right, there's a black bar, I guess.
Yeah, so it looks like the throughput for the Xbox One is a little bit less than the PS5's as far as, like, performance, because the PS5's is going to be a proprietary one, and it has a throughput that's twice as fast, but it's also smaller. But you can also put in standard NVMe drives, like, externally for the PS5, whereas the Xbox looks like it's going to be a proprietary thing.
Well, there is.
Like, based on what you said.
Well, there's that, but okay, so you see that little storage expansion. You see that? Yes?
I do not.
Okay, you found Gears of War again, right?
Yeah.
You scroll up.
Okay.
It says more. Above the picture, it says more storage without compromise.
Yeah.
Right below that, there's the picture.
No.
You don't see a picture.
It just says games play even better. And then the controller.
You're missing a picture.
Let me turn off uBlock. I wonder if that's blocking.
Yeah. I don't know, like.
Because it was blocking 48 things on this page.
Ah, that could be it.
There it is. Yeah, I don't know why it was blocking that.
I know, I was like, there's a picture there, I promised.
Yeah, it's definitely proprietary.
But wait. Look above that storage expansion. You see the SS USB?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so technically, you probably could use a regular, external drive.
Maybe, and the PS4 lets you do that. You can't, you have to basically reformat the whole thing, and you can only use it with the PlayStation.
Well, it's the same thing was with the 360 and the Xbox One.
Yeah, towards the end of the life, you could do that on the 360, yeah.
Yeah.
But before that, you couldn't.
I also think it's funny where it has that cable lock. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah, I don't know. Those cable locks are interesting. Like, I have them. I've seen them on, like, all of my laptops have had them, all my PC ones, and I don't know when that ever be useful. Like, I've only ever seen it on laptops that are at work.
Yeah, I was gonna,
and that's
on desktops at work, just to, like, make sure they can't be opened.
Yeah, either that or, like, it's like that lock that they used to put on the old, like, IBM computers way back when. Yeah. Like, the cam locks, which were basically useless.
Yeah.
because the keys were all the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. But it's cool. Like, it's a sexy looking thing. It's just a weird form factor.
Uh-huh.
But I do like, it does have a way, like, it does look like it can pull through a lot of air.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to want to make sure that your bottom of the Xbox gets dusted pretty often, because that's where all the air comes in.
Or the side, if you lay it down.
Oh, can you lay it down?
It's got knobs on this opposite side of the CD-ROM.
Or oh, well then.
Yeah, laser.
Oh, I see that, yeah. That's interesting.
So, I also linked another one in the show notes. So, this is the other thing. You're talking about the, you know, Minecraft. So, they ended up messing around with it with ray tracing.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So, your Minecraft can go from a basic kind of okay block system to much prettier blocks with shadowing.
Oh, this is like Minecraft shaders.
Yeah.
But it's probably much more efficient.
Yeah.
Because they, like, with the Minecraft shaders, I don't know that they can do ray tracing because it's just a mod.
Mm.
But
well, this is legit. Like, you move around and the shadows are going to follow properly.
Yeah, like, it's beautiful when they can, like, I've played with shaders on before, and it's nice. Like, Minecraft has that charm to it anyways, like, just because it's so simple, but, like, and I also hate playing with shaders on whenever it's really dark. Like, I like it sometimes, but other times I gotta turn it off because I can't see. But other times, like, it's beautiful. Especially when they have, like, the realistic skies and clouds. It's just so nice. But this website on Polygon has, like, a little slider that you can go back and forth on. Yep. So you can see it.
So you can actually really look at the comparison between them. So they'll both be in the show notes. And look at. But yeah, I was watching a video. Maybe I'll have to hunt down the video what it was. I was just kind of going through. I had a little more time on YouTube, and I was just like, kind of just tossing some things.
Had a little bit more time.
I know. I haven't had this much time on YouTube since, you know, that year it became popular, and I just, you know, had time. You know, it's college way back when. Plus, you know.
Yeah.
No AD. Yeah, I still didn't know I had ADHD yet, so.
Oh, I'm surprised you were able to stay on YouTube that long.
Oh, that's a nice thing. Short videos.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So you were watching, like, videos that were 5 minutes or less.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Actually, even to this day, Gray is the only one that can keep my attention.
Oh, I quite often watch stuff that are 20 to 30 minutes, if not more.
No, I even dislike the music, like the epic music things that people make.
Oh, really?
They're like an hour long. Even though it's a different song, like, I want to be able to just skip the song or jump through.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And I'm like, this is too long. Like, I need songs, like actual normal songs.
I get that, but length. Like, the mixes that they do they're good. I like them.
Yes, but now you're into CD style when they blend the two songs together. And I admit, that is cool, but.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work out well at all, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's some mixes that I love, but there's like two songs on it that the way they got mixed together, like, one was a remix, like, I was listening to, like, I think it's a chill step thing, but it was mixing some, like, kind of fast song with a remix of, like, the Game of Thrones song.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, the beats were just off by just slightly, so it's really jarring, and it's like that for, like, 5 seconds. So I get what you mean, but I still enjoy them.
Yeah, it's a train wreck then. You have to blend it, because if you don't blend it right, you get a train wreck.
Nah, man. I wouldn't even call it that bad. Okay. And I'm going to copy the link and then remove my playlist from it.
Yes.
Because it throws the list on the end of it.
Sorry to admit, I forgot what my famous last words are going to be already. I knew I should have written it down faster.
I thought you were doing that whenever we were.
I started to, and then I kind of sidetracked a little.
Well, there's a link.
Okay. Among other things, all of this going on. You know, it was like I had more time to watch YouTube. Along with that, I've also resubscribed to Disney Plus.
I'm still subscribed. I forgot to cancel it.
Yeah. At the moment Mandalorian was done, I was out. Like, and then I regretted it slightly because I heard the following month was going to be Clone Wars.
Well, I was going to watch the cartoon that you kept telling me you watched. Is that Clone Wars? Yeah, I was going to watch it, and then I never got around to it. And then I just forgot to unsubscribe. And I also did that with Hulu because I watched Spice and Wolf on there. And I was going to cancel it like last week because the trial was only supposed to be 2 weeks, but they gave me a month for some reason. So I was like, oh, I'll keep it because I wanted to watch like Hero Academia or something. Forgot to cancel. So I got the full price Hulu.
Yeah.
Subscribed for another month.
Actually, was it? I think CBS is currently on a free month.
Yeah, I already had CBS, so.
I'm thinking about trying it out. Finally, because like 1 week or 2 weeks, whatever they use. I think they used to only do like 1 week. I was like, no, I need like a real month out of this. The month, I'm like, all right, I have time to actually look at you.
Oh, you have no will. I powered through Star Trek Discovery. There's two seasons of it, and they're all, it's like 12 episodes that are an hour long each.
Well, okay, well, there's that, but
I got through some
like time to like, do I like you or stuff like that, I guess. Especially if I'm going to keep it. I'm like, I need to.
Oh, I had no intentions of keeping it, so.
I can see that.
Like, I only wanted to watch it, and then I was going to unsubscribe until Picard came out. Which was like a month away, but I didn't want to pay for a month that I wasn't going to use it, so. I just unsubscribed and then subscribed when Picard started coming out. Right.
Well, so back with this. So Disney Plus has more than tripled compared to the same week prior. This is like one of its biggest weeks.
Like as far as like
new subscribers.
Yeah.
HBO Now and Showtime saw steep gains of 90% and 78% respectively in their in 3 day periods. Then they also cost, but they cost quite a bit more than Disney and Disney Plus and Netflix. Well, Netflix even saw 47%. And here's the thing also about Netflix. Okay, even though Netflix was, you know, 47% compared to even like HBO's 90 or Disney Plus's ridiculous amount, is Netflix could add 2% and probably still end up with more new subscribers than the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have so many already.
In that first article that you, the YouTube video quality, mm-hmm. It mentioned in there that I think Netflix had like 75 to 90% usage boost in some parts of Europe. I gotta find that. I swear I read that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See,
Netflix's internet traffic peaks at
54% to 75% in some places.
Yeah. Never mind. I had the numbers wrong, but
yeah, still.
And, so.
And yeah.
Not subscribers, but.
Well, yeah, internet traffic, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but still, and that's just, you know, that's between the new subscribers and the current ones. I'll admit, I've jumped on the turning it on, letting it be there. And finally watched Frozen 2.
How was it? I haven't seen it yet.
I do see why they put it on for the good message of this time that we need to come together and get through hard times. And these hard times shall pass.
So I got a question. The initial trailer that came out for it, it had Elsa like running into the sea and then getting pushed back out. Yeah. How much of that relates to the movie?
That is in the movie, straight up.
I know, but how much of that? Like, how much does that scene have to do with the movie?
It has to do with a part in the movie.
Like, is it a big plot point, or?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, because that was my favorite part of the trailer.
Okay. It
was way different than what it was before, so I was kind of excited about all right. That.
Yes. I remember that one from the. I was like, oh, hey, this is in here. And I was, because I'm also used to a lot of commercials showing stuff that is never in the movie.
Well, I mean, it's there, but.
Oh, no, straight up. Like, I've seen trailers that show stuff that is not in the movie.
Oh, well, maybe deleted scene?
I deleted scene or just, like, trying to push the advertisement part. I don't know.
Interesting.
And then we also have, you know, the great Apple TV. They even gained 10%, which means like one or two subscribers. Because they barely were they, have anybody okay. in the first place.
No, they have people, but they're all free.
Right now. Is that it? I see.
So I'm wondering, is it 2% of paid people, like an increase in paid subscriptions?
These numbers, yes. 10% rise in new subscribers.
Yes, new subscribers. But I'm a new subscriber.
To Apple?
And that's because I got to Apple TV. Well, I was a new subscriber when I got my iPad, yeah.
No, this is like within the last week.
Yeah, if you get a new device, you can...
Did you just get another new device?
No, but what I'm getting at is when you get a new device, you get a year of Apple TV for free if you sign up.
So with everybody that just got the new Apple or the iPads or whatever.
Yeah, I'm wondering, is this an increase in paid subscribers or just an increase in subscribers?
This says new subscribers compared to the week before.
Well, all right.
So which means these people bought iPads, probably.
Maybe. I don't know. Is there anything good on there?
I almost subscribed for... See, the new show looked kind of interesting, but I haven't heard much on it. See?
Yeah, I heard that was bad.
Yeah, that's why I was like, the more I learned about
it... It looked interesting, but it also didn't look interesting at the same time.
The more I learned about it, the less I wanted to see it. Ha ha ha.
Like, the concept was good, but it doesn't make any sense.
You think the concept's good until you learn about it, and then you
I know.
Why
like the idea is good, but then the story that they use, okay, how about this, the concept's good but the story they have on it isn't, so it makes the concept bad.
The plot twist is terrible.
Oh, I'm sure I could see that, just that like we're all blind, but we all look good, like we all have this like braided hair which we wouldn't care about if we were blind, and there's someone who can see. We must kill him.
But we can't tell that they can see because obviously they can't speak.
Right. Like, how do they know?
Magic.
Like, it was just like, eh. Like, once I got that part, like, I got that part in the trailer, I was like, nah, I'm done. I don't care anymore. But what'd you get Disney Plus for the...
So I was told that they released... the new Mulan on it. I was lied to.
Oh, yeah?
I was actually very sad because I was like, oh, I'll check this out. This isn't even in theaters yet. Like, maybe they're just doing it. No. Frozen 2 is on it. Yes. Mulan, the cartoons are on it. So if you want to watch the cartoons.
So are they going to make a man out of you?
Maybe. Okay. I haven't actually watched those in a while, but yes. I enjoyed them.
You know what I'm getting at, right?
It's from the Mulan.
Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm like...
I wanted to make sure that wasn't lost.
No, it wasn't for the... I was kind of like... I was trying to think of like phrases, but I'm like, I have not seen that in a while to actually get a good response off of that.
Yeah, if it's not clear, we're not like sitting physically in front of each other right now.
What?
So I can't tell, like... Because Bill has a very sarcastic voice a lot of the time. So I can't tell if he's being serious. Yeah.
Maybe we should get a camera, get some Skype, maybe we should have kept FaceTime on.
I mean, we can turn it back on.
I have to open up my iPad again. My old, ancient iPad that can still take the current operating system. Did yours ever download, by the way?
I think it's just asked me if I wanted to install it, but I don't want to right now.
I should probably plug mine back in. I haven't charged it for a little bit. It's 51%. Thing's going to survive only like another 3 to 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've been impressed by the battery on mine because, like, I watch YouTube and I forgot, like, I turned the backlight to just stay all the time on because I've been having it plugged in most of the time when I've been working because...
Oh, wow. That's noisy.
Yeah, my phone rang.
Hi.
Yeah, that scared me because it
weren't expecting
it rang
that.
On the iPad, and then my phone rang, and then my watch rang.
Yeah.
And the watch made noises and buzz. It was a fun time. But What do you want to talk about now?
I think we're going to take our stopping of this episode and then go into our next Podbean. Jeez.
Okay.
Our Patreon episode. So I have my famous last words.
Do you remember them?
Well, I don't remember the ones I was after, but I got these. So.
All right. Go ahead.
With all of this being stuck at home, I actually decided to, one, I started to like look at the sun as it was setting, and I was like, I wonder where it went. So I stayed up all night pondering it and thinking about it. And then it dawned on me.
Of course it did.